The Town of Normal Council approved a new 20-year solid waste plan on a 6-1 vote. In the studio to talk about the plan, next steps, and other issues, including a possible welcoming cities ordinance and a study to examine the pros and cons of a municipal soccer complex, is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. Welcome, Chris.
Good to be here.
With little fuss, the town became the second major government entity to approve a new 20-year solid waste plan. The county approved it recently, but not without some controversy over an option in the plan for ordinances mandating construction and demolition and multifamily housing recycling. Where are you on those ordinances and why?
Well, I think, you know, the devil will be in the details when the ordinances are written, and we'll probably see those in about 45 days. But in terms of multifamily recycling, it's been an issue in the community, and we have been approached by Illinois State University student government and the Off-Campus Student Association requesting our help in getting multifamily recycling. It's something that they want to do. They've talked to some of the apartment owners, and the apartment owners said it would be probably in their best interest that if an ordinance was passed on it so it was a level playing field for everybody, that would be the best outcome if they were going to do that.
The solid waste plan included this as an option to help meet the recycling rate targets.
Yes.
Down the road. Why is the town moving so quickly?
It's not really moving that quickly. It's something that we've discussed for the past year and a half. There are three council members who have pushed pretty hard on this for over a year to say we really need to look at this. And we've had probably 2 to 3 years worth of discussions with student government and off-campus student association, and it's been high on their list. It's something that they want.
Is the apartment complex, student apartment complex and the student population making this a different political question than it is in Bloomington?
I would say so. Yes, because our multifamily is predominantly student-oriented.
At last night's meeting, Ecology Action Center Director Michael Brown talked about a safety valve for construction firms. For instance, if the cost of recycling was exceeding a certain percentage, the firm could opt out. What are your thoughts about that concept?
You know, we're going to have to dig into the details, and I'm sure we're going to hear from construction companies about those issues. So I haven't made my mind up one way or another on that.
The discussion about some sort of community multi-sports complex ebbs and flows. It is flowing again, at least for the moment, in Bloomington Normal. The town is taking some action and considering hiring a consultant to examine the issue. Why now?
Because we have an issue for soccer fields, and in our community master plan for parks and recreation, one of the highest requests in the public comments that we got was some kind of multi-sport facility in the community. So there's demand for it in the community. Prairie City Soccer League is going to have to leave the airport
They just signed a three-year lease. They have options for two more if there's
a plan.
A plan.
Right. But the sun is setting on that facility out there. So as a community, we've always felt that it was important to the community. We understand that there's in a soccer complex or a multi-sport complex, it would do cricket, would do lacrosse, would do soccer as well, that there's an economic benefit for that because of the tournaments that would bring people in for a weekend they'd be spending in the community, but to have that facility. But it's a facility that one community cannot support. It's going to take both communities.
The town is in the middle of cutting its budget fairly significantly. Mm-hmm. Can the town also take on a project 3 years out of this magnitude?
That's what the study should tell us.
The Prairie City Soccer and the attendant traveling league, the Fire, is going to start its own capital campaign to preserve their options to buy their own land and do simple fields if they can't do something like the Kim Group or a multi-sport complex that's municipally owned. Can a multi-sport facility that is town-centric survive without those 2,000 kids that Prairie Cities brings in?
It has to be everybody in the community involved in this. It can't It can't be we have Prairie City Soccer and we have this other complex and we're in competition. That won't work. It's got to be all hands on board.
Well, the Kim Group is proposing a West Side complex. Are you going to look at the parcel on Wiley Drive in Normal?
We, part of the study that we've sent an RFP out, will look at multiple sites.
And do you look at the Kim Group proposal or start with blank slate?
Absolutely, we'll look at that.
Last month, City Manager Mark Peterson told Sound Ideas he had not talked with any groups and was concerned about an ordinance telling officers to not do something they already weren't doing or a solution in search of a problem. What do you think?
I would tend to agree with that on that one issue. The fact that we would forbid our police officers from talking to ICE is not a realistic thing for me to do. The last time our police officers talked to ICE was in regard to a child abduction, and we were the person that was arrested claimed he had diplomatic immunity, and we had to verify that through immigration. Turned out he did. But beyond that, we just don't have communications with ICE.
Chris, thank you for your time on Sound Ideas.
Glad to be here.
Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy, the community's mayor. Stop by Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.